Glad to have you along on this April Fool's Day, 2026. And I don't say that because our next guest is Bob Albury, because he's no April Fool or any fool in any month.
I find that ironic. So,
but there are people getting fooled with their computers.
People are getting fools, and
unfortunately,
and it's not just because of April Fool's Day. That's correct.
You've seen a rise in that over the years, and then lately we're hearing of.
It's been a problem since the internet was widespread, but it seems like in the last year or two, it's really ramped up.
And the severity, because technology is great on one level. We have better tools to fight this stuff, but then the people create these problems and get you to click on things that are going to hose up your computer or so they can get the personal data there. And
that's correct.
You know, hold you hostage, basically. They've gotten a lot better at disguising what they're doing and kind of making it seem like, you know, urgent type stuff that you're familiar with. Like you mentioned Amazon, you know, it makes it seem like Amazon has a package for you or something, vital information you need to check out.
And that's your first clue. When they make something sound urgent, you've got to raise your eyebrow right at that.
You should.
So you have a package waiting, or you have a problem with your bank account, or this or that.
Always remember, with Amazon, just go, if you have an account,
just go to
their website. You can always check the status of anything you've ordered.
That's correct.
Off your account, you don't need to do it in a separate email. That's what my approach is.
Yes.
And why are they sending me an email? I just go to Amazon if I'm, you know, worried about a package. I want to know where it's at.
Exactly right. A lot of people just jump the gun, and you know, most people have an Amazon account, and most people are getting shipments on a fairly regular basis, so it doesn't look out of the ordinary. So that's one reason why they use that vehicle for scamming. But yes, if you see you have a package waiting, go check your Amazon account and make sure that's legitimate, and just continue to wait for your package. You don't need to click on that link.
Yep.
We've seen this week in particular some scams pretending to be from the Social Security Administration. In fact, we've had some people get phone calls from places portraying to be the Social Security Administration. And of course, that's a big scam. Typically, the Social Security Administration is not going to reach out to you over the phone.
So naturally, they're asking for your Social Security number to verify that you are who you are. That's a kind of a clever way to.
Yeah, they're trying to harvest information. Yeah. And typically, if there's a problem with your Social Security account, they're probably going to send you a certified letter or some type of official notification. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be a phone call from some random number. So really be careful of that. We had one person's identity actually stolen that contacted us.
I can imagine that. Yeah.
We helped them get back on the right track, but it's a very painful process, and I sure don't want to see anybody have that happen to, obviously. So if you have any doubts at all, if you just feel something is off a little bit, you can give us a call. You can bring your computer, your device, whatever it is, into us. We can take a look at it for you and make sure you're safe.
Yeah, the biggest thing on scams is just if there's any sort of doubt, if you get any thought at all that is this legitimate, in many cases it's not. And
almost
you shouldn't click
not.
A link. Don't click a link, delete the email. And if you have any questions, whatever, you know, like a postal service thing, you can contact your local post office, you know.
Exactly right. And we've had also scams where they'll make a phone call, they'll say they're from Microsoft, and there's been unusual activity on your computer. We would like to take remote control of your computer. And once you do that, you're sunk. And we've had, unfortunately, some customers bitten by that as well. So just stay on guard, you know, to use good common sense, and don't be roped into something through emotion.
Yeah.
You know, take a deep breath, think about it.
Well, and I'm sure you encourage people that, you know, they're having contact with people that are claiming to be Microsoft and they need to get on their computer. you know, just say, sorry, I'll just take it down to my local computer shop, and they can take it down to you, and then what they claim, you can check out, and tell them probably pretty shortly after you hook it up to your equipment whether they are infected by anything, you know?
Yeah, absolutely do that. Yeah. You are never going to get a unsolicited call from Microsoft. Or for many of these places, to be honest. So
yeah,
anytime you receive unwanted correspondence, you've got to be suspicious right there.
Yeah.
So give us a call, 534-3628, if you have questions, or stop by 905 South Willow at our shop.
Yeah. Tremendous service that you provide, and you're trying to help people. It's kind of, in a sense, it's kind of like you want less business in that regard with the scams, because
I almost feel
it presents
like...
problems for you, yeah. Even though you're getting the business, you know, you welcome the business, but yet you'd rather save people the problem
that's
by having them not get in that position where they're calling you and saying, my computer's all hosed up, right?
I feel a little bit like an undertaker. You know, when business is good, it's bad for someone else.
Right.
But we hate to see that. And unfortunately, like you said, there are tools out there to help protect. Unfortunately, they're always usually about a half a step behind the bad guys. The bad guys always stay just a little bit ahead, and that's why you've got to stay vigilant.
Yeah.
All the time. So
yeah, because they're a little bit ahead, because they wouldn't behoove them they wouldn't stay in business and make the money that they're getting unless they're a little bit ahead of the people that are trying to mitigate that.
The protection, the software that's out there, the agents are written in such they respond to what they know.
Right.
Well, these hackers are always developing new ways and new approaches, so that's why they're always a little bit ahead. So just be vigilant, be safe, call us if you have any doubts at all. We can help you out, 534-3628.
If they just, we've been talking scams, but, I mean, your shop will just service whatever people have, and you can tune up people's computers, whether desktop, laptops, tablets.
That's correct. We work on them all. So any mobile device, any desktop computers, anything technology-related.
A lot of it, don't you get do a lot of, like, cleaning up of computers and stuff, free up space, things like that, to help them operate more efficiently?
Correct. We do a fair amount of that. Virus removal, when people happen to be inflicted with that. Just a checkup to see if the hardware is running properly. If they're running out of drive space, we can give them options. We also sell computers, new and used, so we pretty much can satisfy any technological need that you have. So.
Mm-hmm. And you sell computers as well?
We sell desktops, we sell laptops, we've got a handful of tablets that we keep in stock, we've got a handful of parts we keep in stock. We can't stock everything, but we can get anything that someone needs.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then as we usually mention along with that too, make sure you're backing up your data and your important stuff, and get backups to your backups, because backups aren't infallible either. So.
That's correct. Yeah, and we've seen that happen too. Someone will bring in a backup device, and we'll say, "Well, this backup device is not functioning properly. Is this the only backup you have?" Well, yes, unfortunately. So we encourage people to have several different forms of backup. Number one, some kind of a physical backup through a thumb drive, a backup drive, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And if you have an online backup service, that'll give you protection on and off site, as we say.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the unfortunate situation where you may have a fire, a flood, or something where your backups are housed, they're going to be gone too.
A cloud services, that do you always recommend that so they can store things in the cloud?
We do, because a couple of reasons why, Corey. Number one, you can automate that process, so it's done for you. You don't even have to
everything
think
you do
it.
Automatically goes to the cloud in case you have a catastrophe or something.
Correct. So it can be scheduled, and it's off-site. So if something were to happen to your site, something were to happen to the room where your computer and your backups are located, you still have that information stored safely off-site, able to retrieve it, and you're back up and running fairly short order.
Yeah, so that is good. Shall we switch to Merrick's?
Sure. Sure.
What's the hot thing at Merrick's?
Well, we do have some exciting new items coming for our dinner menu.
Okay.
We don't have them quite in yet, but just to maybe whet some appetites here.
Give us some heads up on what we can look forward to.
Yeah, we're going to be amping up our dinner menu. We are going to start offering a prime grated hand-cut ribeye steak.
That sounds good.
On our menu at a very affordable price. And we're also going to add pork chops to our dinner menu as well. So a couple of good additions that will be coming down the pike here in the next, hopefully, 2 to 3 weeks. We do a really good breakfast and lunch business. A lot of times people forget about us for dinner, but we want to make sure we have a good array of menu items for dinner. And, you know, we already have a great fried chicken dinner. We have a great chicken fried steak dinner. We have a lot of good options for dinner. Now we're just going to add to that. So, and also, a lot of people don't know that we do have online ordering at Merrick's. So if you go to merricksnp.com, we do have online web ordering. You can easily place your order in a, you know, on a timely basis, whenever you want to place your order. You can place a delayed order, say you can order it and pick it up in 2 hours. But it's a great way to order from us. Of course, you can call in the old-fashioned way, 532-8200, and call in an order as well. And of course, if you need something delivered, we're on DoorDash. So no matter how you need to get your food, we have that capability. So.
Yeah. In this day and age, people like utilizing those options.
People are mobile now, so we're trying to accommodate.
We're mobile, but we also like having things delivered to us.
we do, and of course, we still have a good-sized dining room for people that prefer to do that as well.
Yep.
So we've got all four bases covered, as they say.
Yeah, so. That prime cut, is it kind of, are you going to like slice it real thin?
They're going to be 14 to 16 ounce cuts, so about an inch thick ribeye steaks.
We're talking about the slab of meat.
Good stuff. The good stuff. And we're actually buying the rib roasts ourselves, slicing them up, trimming them up. It's a fantastic product. I've already sampled some of them, and I think people are going to love that. And for less than $30 to get a ribeye of that size, prime grade, with two sides, I don't think can be touched. So.
No, you're going to have, that's going to be next to impossible.
Correct. So we don't have that on the menu quite yet, but it's coming down the pike. And
by May, maybe?
And hopefully next time I'm on the radio.
Later in April. Okay.
So we'll see what happens.
All right. No fooling, right?
No fooling, yeah. People might think this is April Fool's Day for a reason, but... It's a real deal. So
we're not putting out false information. No,
that's right. So yeah, those are the things happening right now, and just invite everybody to come out.
Okay, and let's see, website.
Merricksnp.com.
That's what I thought. I didn't want to presume on that. Yeah.
And 532-8200 to call in for carryout.
Okay.
And if you go to the DoorDash web portal, we're on there as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Fairly easy to navigate once you get to the homepage, then? Is it fairly obvious?
Yeah, we just have on our Merrick's NP website, we have a big online ordering button. You press that, and you're right into our online ordering.
So. Kind of walks you through your choices and all that. I found, varying degrees, I think the restaurants are getting a little bit better at that and making it more understandable or intuitive, like the steps to go through and what your choices are
I think the general public's gotten a lot more educated on how that process works too, so that's nice.
You show me pictures, I want that, click on it, put it in my cart.
That's the goal.
Get it ready to go. And we'll be happy for sure. Anything else you wanted to mention?
I think
today
that about wraps it up on this April Fool's Day.
All right. Great. Bob Alberry's been our guest for the second half of Mugs in the Morning. Appreciate you. We'll have you on the third Tuesday of the month, 21st, I think, is
That sounds good. I'll be here.
You got 20 days to think of something fresh to say. How's that? You know, is that pressure?
I'm on the clock.